Je suis Joana Vasconcelos. Je suis née en
71
à
Paris. My name is Joana
Vasconcelos.
I was born in 1971 in Paris. I live and work in Lisbon. I am a Portuguese artist who works with several approaches, either the condition of women or consumption or sustainability of the planet. I have a lot of projects around water. I have a lot of projects regarding the role of the transformation of the domestic as a place of inspiration. I work with several materials. I use textile, but not only textiles. I can also use ceramics and other materials. It depends on the project I am developing. The idea here is quite conceptual. It's to transfer the perspective into the painting. Painting is normally two-dimensional, but a lot of painting represents nature in the sense of having three-dimensionality through painting to give the impression of being in a landscape. One of the great subjects of painting is landscape. These pieces are first of all a landscape because they are three-dimensional. They come out of the frame. One has the impression of being in the mountains in a strange landscape. At the same time, they have a strong relationship with abstract painting. They have no figuration. They don't represent anything. But they have a very strong set of colors. In this case, it makes a connection between what handmade in crochet and the fabric that I bought in Thailand. So there is silk, and next to it, in the same color, there are knitted volumes. These are not very intense colors, rather pale tile colors, but it gives the impression of being in a kind of temple. It's not only the physical aspect of the work, the three-dimensionality, but also the poetic aspect of the colors. There is a relationship with nature, with the temples. The surrounding mountains are a certain way. All this is represented in this piece. For the record, it's a temple that exists in Thailand, which is a kind of mountain to itself. We took the title of the temple. The side of the landscape, the side of the fabrics, the side of the craft, and at the same time how colors and the landscape are playing with the fabric. Nature is not figurative, it is more abstract. It's like painting. This painting doesn't represent anything, but it's physically representative and yet it is very abstract. Can one be both figurative and abstract? That's the question. I had it taken because it's the impression that you open a window and in front of it you have a landscape. A frame is a way of enclosing the landscape. You have the impression that you are looking through the window, which is a frame, at a certain landscape. That's the idea. When it comes to Imagine, I always think of John Lennon's song, Imagine All the People Living as One, which means that when I think of Imagine, I imagine with John Lennon. It's very simple. In this idea of a utopia, of a world at peace, where there is no race, no country, where all people are treated the same, where religions have no role, I imagine a world of peace. Yeah, that's what I imagine. What connection do I have with my imagination? I have a very nice link. It's that my imagination is as free as possible. It depends. I don't control it, fortunately.